It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 29 of the Podketeer Podcast. Coming up on the big 3-0. Don't know what that necessarily means, but I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'll try to do something special for that episode. I am on Beach Boulevard with the top down on my convertible, so I apologize for the road noise. Just about to get on the 5 freeway, headed to Disneyland, and I'm going to be doing today's show live at the park, which I tried to do at least from time to time. I make it out to the park usually once a week, although you're hearing some special effects there. It was an actual airplane. I try to get out to the park at least once a week. This is the first time I've made it out during my vacation. I just kind of got busy around the house and didn't make it out to the park, but I'm headed there today. Don't know what they've got going. I understand that today and tomorrow, the last 2 days of the holiday decorations and ceremonies and so forth, so I'll catch those one last time. So I'm gonna need both hands to drive on the freeway. I'm about to get merging in the traffic, so I'll catch you at the park. Hello, Podketeers. I am at the park. I am doing what I usually do, which is I skip the tram and I walk into the park. It's not that far, it's about a half a mile, and it's good exercise. And I've been a couch potato here a lot in the last 2 weeks, so figure it's time for me to get a little exercise. So that's what I am doing. I don't know, not that awful many people, I don't think, walk into the park. Most people take the tram. Like I said, it's not very far. It's about a half a mile. If you park in the Mickey and Friends parking structure or the Pinocchio parking lot, and you happen to be on the bottom level, you exit out onto the walkway that would take you right walking into the park. To get to the trams, you have to go through the hedge there. You can't exit onto the side where the tram is if you're on the bottom level. I don't really understand why they did it that way, but they did. Like I say, you're blocked off if you're on the bottom level. Now, unless you get extremely lucky, or like me, you have a handicap placard, you're not going to park on the bottom level. You're almost always going to park on one of the upper levels. Now, Disneyland parks their parking lot. They start at the furthest point back in the parking lot and then fill back towards the entrance. So actually, the people that get there last end up with the best parking lot, the parking spots, which doesn't seem really very fair. But I've gotten here before at 7 o'clock in the morning, and the park doesn't open to regular guests until 8. And I've ended up at the far corner on the top of the parking lot. And that was before I had my handicap placard. And that's very annoying. But as I'm sure you've noticed, if you've ever complained that they listen to you and they smile and they tell you how sorry they are. But most of the time, it doesn't change anything. You're still going to park there. Or you could leave. So, that's life. But as I said, since I have had trouble with my back, and my doctor's given me a handicap placard, that has made my parking at the park much easier. In fact, there are a lot of days in the afternoons when I come over here just for an hour or so, where I probably wouldn't do it if I had to park out at the extreme of the parking lot. But since I don't have to, then it's not a problem most of the time. All right. Well, I'm about maybe halfway there. I'm coming up on the, I'm about maybe 100 yards from the monorail track that crosses Disneyland Drive here. Oh, there's a hummingbird. Don't see very many of those. So I'm going to go ahead and pause this until I get up closer to the entrance. And I'll be back. All right, Pudketeers, I made it. I'm here at downtown Disney. I used one of the Wi-Fi hotspots here inside downtown Disney to send off a couple of emails to one of my friends at work, bragging about the fact I was here and she was at work. In case you don't know, there are two free Wi-Fi hotspots that I know of that you can access. One inside Sephora, which is the store for makeup and cologne and so forth. You can access their Wi-Fi hotspot. But right outside Sephora, at the entrance to the Grand Californian Hotel, you can also access the Disneyland Grand Californian Hotel Wi-Fi hotspot. Now, you can access that one actually in two spots. I know I've said this before, but in case you haven't heard, you can access it there at Downtown Disney at that entrance. And then the other place that I know of that you can access it is at the rest spot at right by Grizzly River Rapids. I forget what the rest spot's called there, but there's a back entrance into the Grand Californian Hotel. And right in that rest spot, you can also access the Wi-Fi. So if you're inside California Adventure and you need to get some Wi-Fi, you can get it there. Now, I am not aware of any spot inside Disneyland where you can access Wi-Fi unless you have the password. There's Wi-Fi all over the place, but it's all password protected inside Disneyland. So unless you're fortunate enough to know one of the passwords, you're out of luck. So, all right, well, I'm going to go into World of Disney and see what's in there. And if I see anything interesting, I'll come and tell you. Well, as it turned out, Podcaterians, there wasn't anything in the World of Disney worth talking about. So I took a look to my left and I saw a humongous crowd of people going into Disneyland and a smaller crowd going into California Adventure. So I decided to take the lesser of two crowds, and I went into California Adventure
And of course, you're guided around over towards Grizzly River Rapids when you go in by the construction walls. It's really not a whole lot of fun in California Adventure right now, to be honest with you, to me anyway. But so anyway, I ended up over around Grizzly River Rapids. Say that 10 times real fast. And there was a group playing there who I don't recall. I believe I say in the audio here coming up. And there's a little musical interlude here where you hear them playing. And then I go on talking about California Adventure. So that's what's coming up next. So here's my live audio from the park.
That's Jedediah Jones and the Minor 49ers. Never seen them playing music in that area before. Right across from the Russian River Outfitters. It's just way too crowded over here. I'm going to get out of the area. I gotta say, having lived in the California mountain area for several years up in Big Bear, this does have the appearance and feel of the mountains. Well, I'll tell you, if Disneyland is anywhere near as crowded as this, it's gonna be a mess. This is the most crowded I've ever seen California Adventure. I had a feeling this is people trying out their new annual passes that they got for Christmas. Is it a place to sit or a place to stand without somebody being in somebody's way here today? All right, well, I'm out here by the lagoon or pond or sea or ocean or whatever the heck they call it. Hey, here's a place to sit. It's in the sun, but that's all right. This area is not so crowded. But over there around the Grizzly River Rapids ride, it's crowded. Let's see what it is that would be attracting people over there, except for getting your fast pass for World of Color. Although it's a warm day, so that probably would be a popular ride, the Grizzly River Rapids, that you get wet. Alright, well, there's not anything very interesting going on right around here right at the moment, so I'll be back.
Okay, now, it's me again, at home. This next segment, I had teleported myself over to Disneyland. So I was walking down Main Street and happened to notice something rather odd. So here's that segment.
Hey, Podcateers. Walking down Main Street, and I noticed that the Carnation Cafe, the Blue Ribbon Bakery, Gibson Girl Ice Cream, and the Penny Arcade, And I'm going to see if the Candy Palace is also closed. In other words, almost one half of the Main Street shut down. Yeah, the Candy Palace is shut down. And Coca-Cola Refreshment Corner, so everything from the Carnation Cafe down to the hub is shut down. Now the new Jolly Holiday Bakery is open. So I'm going to go check that out. See what they've got to offer. So I assume they were waiting to get that open before they shut all the rest of that down. It's kind of odd they wouldn't have waited another week. Because in another week it won't be so crowded. Well, let's see, Jolly Holiday Bakery. So they offer fresh pastries, specialty coffees, and signature entrees, including salads, sandwiches, soup, and quiche selections. Mary Cherry Lemonade and Kids Beans.
Okay, so me and the boys are
gonna go. It's just just another restaurant. Nothing special. The queue starts right inside the door. It's like a cafeteria style when you seat yourself. The seating area is quite similar to the Plaza Garden. Looks like Plaza Garden is still open. Well, maybe it's not. I don't see anybody sitting over there.
You were right.
Go walk over, take a look. So that's the largest area of Main Street I've ever seen shut down at one time. Then something in the infrastructure that was down that they had to fix. And of course they never tell you how long it's going to be closed. The Plaza Inn's open. So if you're looking for someplace to eat, the Plaza Inn and the Jolly Holiday Bakery are both open. I got somebody doing a rap at a birthday party. It's like the ornately dressed chef. The hat that looks like a birthday cake. He does all the birthday parties. And right at the last, they bring in Mickey. Sometimes Mickey and Minnie. Probably depends on what you paid for.
Oh, what a grand day. It's called a Disneyland day. Oh, what a year to cheer on wishes. Don't you know it's your birthday. It's a scary, happy birthday.
So I'm walking into Tomorrowland, which is very, very crowded. I have a feeling I picked a bad day to come out here. With my annual pass, I try to avoid this place when it's packed. And it is definitely packed today. A 1 hour wait for Star Tours. 20 minute wait for Astro Blasters, but I gotta tell you, that looks like more than 20 minutes.
I'm going to go check out Blue Green Historical Man. See what's up over there. Well, you know, you come out here often enough and there's something, you see something new. Now, I went over to take some pictures of the Carnation Plaza over there that they're fixing to tear down. And I like to get pictures of stuff right before they remove it. Keep it for my little archive. And I noticed they've got a walkway through there to the Mexican restaurant, Frontierland, which didn't used to be there. So I walked through. It's convenient. It lets you out right at the Mexican restaurant. And if you continue on out, it's right next to the shooting gallery. As you can hear. And the Bonanza Outfitters and so forth. The Mark Twain is coming in at the dock. And Frontierland is also crowded. If I gotta say, this is the most packed I've seen this place outside of a summer day, but it might as well have been a summer day as far as the weather is concerned. It's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'd say it's probably 80. It was up in the upper 80s, probably close to 90 around noon. Which, considering this is January, that's rather unusual. All right, well, I'm gonna make my way to a quiet spot and wrap up the show. So I'll be back once I find one. Hello, Podcateers. I'm sitting out here in Carnation Plaza, where they've opened up a little gate that goes back to the Mexican restaurant. I don't know how that long that's been open. I don't usually go back over here unless there's a band. That's a nice little shortcut if you're over around the castle and want to get to Frontierland in a hurry. Definitely cut a little time off your jaunt. Not that much, though, because there's that little path right next to it that lets you out pretty close to the same area. I don't know when they're going to shut this down to start the construction of that meet and greet area for the princesses. That's what's supposed to go on over here eventually. I'm not going to be staying very late today. It's just way too crowded for me. Being an annual pass holder, I don't like to come on days when it's really packed, and I really didn't think it was going to be quite that bad today, but it's like a summer day, weather-wise and crowd-wise. There's an hour wait for almost everything, and I don't feel like waiting for an hour when I could wait a week and come on a Tuesday or Wednesday and walk right on almost everything, so... Next week, the weather's supposed to be pretty good, too, and everybody will be back to work. A lot of people did what I did and took a little vacation time this week. That's what I did. I took Tuesday through Friday vacation days. So I don't have to... I actually start work on Saturday. I could have waited till Monday, but I'm greedy and wanted the overtime, so I'm going to start back on Saturday. Because I don't come to Disneyland on Saturdays unless it's a special event anyway. Now, I'm playing a little spiel done by one of my robotic warriors there on Leap Day. They're doing a special thing out here on Leap Day that the park's going to be open 24 hours, and it'll be the first time that that's happened for the general public where it was open 24 hours. So I've got to be here. I can't miss out when it's something that's never been done before, so I got to be here. So on February the 29th, come on out and meet me. I'm sure I won't be the only one out here. Now, they've started a lot of their spring cleaning, so to speak, even though it's not spring. A lot of their maintenance work. They've shut down half of Main Street, everything from the Carnation Plaza restaurant thing there. I always confuse that this area and that area. But the Carnation Inn, I think it's called, their cafe. Anyway, whatever it is. The one that's on Main Street. That's shut down all the way from there down to the Coca-Cola Refreshment Center. That's all closed. And that includes the Candy Palace and the Penny Arcade, all of it. Now, what they're doing in there, I don't know. But they're having some problems all along the way. I've noticed they've got extension cords strung all over the place. So they're having some kind of electrical problems. So that may be why they've got Main Street shut down there. Because I hadn't heard anything about any major refurbishment. Usually they do that a little bit at a time, not shut down the whole thing. So there may be something in the works there that is causing the electrical problem. But like I say, I've noticed four or five spots here where they've got extension cords stretched across walkways with a rubber mat over the top of them. And that's certainly not very Disney-esque. Because you talk about bad show. I mean, that's definitely something that shouldn't be in Fantasyland or Frontierland. You know, you don't see too many extension cords in the Frontier, so I'm afraid that Disney's having some problems in terms of maintaining the show effect that Walt always stressed. I had mentioned before that before the fireworks, they've got people in coveralls walking around up on top of the castle in plain view of the guests, which certainly is something Walt would have never put up with. So I'm afraid we're starting to lose the magic here at Disneyland. So, well, hopefully we can hang on to it as long as possible. And hopefully we'll hang on to the park, because the way things are closing down, it always worries me. I'm always afraid that I'm going to hear one morning I get up and that they've decided to shut Disneyland down, but hopefully not. Keep my chin up and hope for the best. Well, that's about, what else have I got that I saw here at the park? Well, this is the last couple of days of the Christmas decorations. They're in full bloom, but they're going to come down over this next weekend. The 8th, I believe, is the last day of the Christmas decorations and the last day of the Christmas fireworks. They were without the fireworks for quite a while there after, I don't know if you've read this, but they had a malfunction in one of the cannons that fire the fireworks up in the air. It's done by air. And one of them malfunctioned, and the firework exploded in the cannon. And it didn't burn anybody, but it caused, I understand, caused some ear problems of the one gentleman that was running it. So they actually 7 or 8 days during the holiday time period, they didn't have fireworks. Now, I know the one day that I was out here, they didn't have fireworks because of the wind. And I don't believe that had anything to do with the malfunction, although it may have. They may have just used the wind as an excuse. Now, I understand they had the fireworks on New Year's Eve, although I'm not... I'm sorry, of course. Yes, they did have the fireworks on New Year's Eve. I don't know what I was thinking. But definitely had some problems with it. So hopefully that's all fixed so they can get that running again. Although the fireworks is not that big a deal after the holiday time period, because the park closes fairly early. Closes at 8 o'clock normally during the non-peak periods, except for Saturday, Friday and Saturday. All right, well, I'm going to wrap this segment up and wander around just a little bit more before I leave, see if there's anything else interesting to tell you about, and we'll be on with the next segment.
Park hopping fast, ride dropping, flying through space, mountain sky. Magical dreaming, tower drop screaming, it's a spectacular night. Jungle cruise roaring, Toy Story scoring, electric light parading, my heart soaring. Everyone dancing, fireworks blasting, let's go to Disney summer night. Genie wishing, ice cream dishing, laughing, autographing tonight.
On December 31, 2011, Disney announced its plans for celebrating the leap year at Walt Disney World and Disneyland. On Leap Day, February 29, 2012, a theme park at the Florida and California resorts will stay open for 24 hours, a first in the history of the parks. Called One More Disney Day, the Leap Day 24-hour events will take place at both Magic Kingdom Park and Disneyland Park. The full day worth of fun runs from 6 a.m. on February 29th to 6 a.m. on March 1st, 2012, local time for each park. Other details in the Disney announcement: as part of the promotion, the Disney Parks One More Disney Day sweepstakes will offer vacations for four people to either Disneyland Resort or Walt Disney World Resort. The sweepstakes goes on for 60 straight days from January 1st, 2012 to February 29, 2012, with one entrant winning each day. The 5-day and 4-night sweepstakes prizes include transportation, accommodations, tickets, a $1,000 Disney gift card, and one of four add-ons: a Disney Photo Pass, select Disney tours, $500 downtown Disney shopping spree, or $500 worth of spa experiences.
Join us here each week, my friends. You're sure to get a smile from all us crazy Disney geeks here on Podcateer.
There is certainly a difference in manners from the United States to other countries. I notice here at Disneyland that I get run into by a lot of people, and they always seem to be speaking some language I don't understand. I think that the idea here, especially in California, that you give people space is a concept that isn't adhered to in a lot of places. Because I'll be standing in line for something and somebody will be breathing down my neck behind me and literally bumping into me while I'm standing in line. And until I turn around and say something, they won't back off. And even if I do, a lot of times they won't. And it makes me a little uncomfortable. And other people I've talked to, it makes them uncomfortable too. But I guess that's the thing of being someplace where a lot of tourists come to. You just have to learn to live with it. If you're going to go to a touristy attraction like Disneyland.
There seems to be more people coming in than there is going out right now. I'm standing here just inside the gates. It doesn't look like it's getting any emptier. In fact, they've got all of the... That's how you can tell how crowded it is. Watch how many gates they have open coming in. And they've got more gates coming in open than they do going out. Right now they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 exiting gates, and at least double that number coming in. So I think this play will way more than double, because I didn't notice the other side's open too. So there's probably 25 gates coming in and like 6 or 8 going out. So it is going to get more crowded here very quickly. So I think it's time for me to pay Disneyland a fond adieu for the day. So population 500 million, I'd say there's probably close to that many here right now. No, not quite that bad, but it is very crowded. All right, Podketeers, I'm going to wrap this up. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you enjoyed the little tidbits I added in there with my robotic voices on the leap year. And I'll have a couple more shows between now and the leap year event here at the park. And I'm definitely going to record that night. I'll do the podcast that night here in the middle of the night at Disneyland. So, as I was saying, y'all take care of yourselves, and we'll see you out here at the park next time. So until the next show, which will be episode number 30, y'all have a magical Disney week.
Podketeer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podketeer.com.
One quick little note. I know I didn't do the second half of the Tomorrowland segment, but I had so much audio that I recorded out at the park that I really couldn't find a spot to fit it in without making this a 1-hour show, and I didn't want to torture you with an hour of my voice. So we'll continue with the second half of the Tomorrowland segment next week on the 30th show. So y'all take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.